abuse allegations, and a White House aide.
By the end of 3 years of marriage, I was sort of a shell of a person.
Budget deal faces headwinds.
Give us a chance to have it vote on the floor.
Fighting sleep at the wheel.
You could be as dangerous as a drunk driver.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Abuse allegations from two ex-wives have brought down a top White House aide. Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who says he will resign, was close to both President Trump and Chief of Staff John Kelly. Here's CBS's Juliana Goldman.
Porter's first wife, Colby Holderness, shared photos showing what her face looked like after he allegedly punched her while on vacation. In a statement, Porter said, "These outrageous allegations are simply false," but admitted he had taken the photos. His second wife, Jennifer Willoughby, detailed the abuse with the Washington Post.
Within a matter of a couple of weeks after being married, I was aware of his temper. He came and grabbed me and pulled me out of the shower in a rage.
Willoughby told FBI investigators in January of 2017 about what she says was his abusive past. The FBI shared those allegations with the White House 10 months later.
I told them all of the details of my marriage, including verbal and emotional abuse.
Sources tell CBS News Porter's full security clearance was then delayed. It's not clear if he ever received full clearance.
White House Communications Director Hope Hicks is dating Porter and helped craft administration defenses of him. A Senate deal to fund the government for 2 years was praised by members of both parties, but there's opposition in the House as the clock ticks closer to a possible government shutdown tonight. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Hailed as one of the rare examples of bipartisan cooperation in this bitterly divided Washington, the Senate agreement locks in overall spending levels for this fiscal year and the next. It boosts Pentagon spending and domestic spending, includes funding for disaster relief and efforts to combat the opioid crisis. It also prevents a default on the national debt for another year. It's expected to sail through the Senate, but because it suspends the debt ceiling while increasing spending, many House conservatives say they'll oppose it. And top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says her caucus will too, unless Speaker Paul Ryan pledges to put a DACA bill up for a vote.
As members of Congress, we have a moral responsibility to act now to protect Dreamers who are the pride of our nation and are American in every way, but on paper.
To draw attention to that cause, Pelosi held the House floor for 8 hours yesterday, the longest House floor speech on record. Steve?
Now to the Korean Peninsula. North Korea rolled out 10,000 troops and military hardware for a huge parade a day before the opening ceremony of the Winter Games in South Korea. Well, CBS's Steve Futterman is with us this morning from Pyeongchang, where political figures are getting the jump on athletes.
Now, Steve, at tomorrow's opening ceremony, the politicians may get as much attention as the athletes. Kim Jong-un's sister will fly to the South tomorrow, have lunch with South Korea President Moon. Then in the evening, she will watch as North and South Korean athletes march onto the field together. Olympic historian David Walachinsky says the musical accompaniment will also be symbolic.
They're going to be playing Ararang, which is the traditional folk song from both North and South Korea. So it's a song that brings the two Koreas together.
Vice President Pence will also be at the ceremony, but North Korea said today it does not plan to meet with any American officials. Live at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The U.S.-led coalition in Syria says at least 100 fighters loyal to the Assad regime were killed as they tried to carry out an attack on coalition allies in the eastern part of that country. A new AAA study gets a better handle on how many crashes can be blamed on drivers who are drowsy. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it's more than previously thought.
After analyzing thousands of dash cam videos, researchers determined nearly 10% of crashes can be blamed on drowsy driving.
That really underscores the significance of this safety concern on the road.
AAA's William Horry says getting only 4 hours of sleep at night can have an effect similar to drunk driving.
You might have sluggish responses. You might not be able to keep the vehicle in the lane as well as you should.
Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Washington.
Well, just days after a glitzy SpaceX rocket launch, scientists are settling in for a month in a place on Earth where they'll try to simulate life on Mars. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, more than 200 scientists from 25 countries are headed to a desert in southern Oman near the borders of Yemen and Saudi Arabia. They'll try out the technology needed for life on Mars. Organizers say it's as close as you can get to simulating the red planet here on Earth. There's not a lot of life there. Temperatures top out at 125 degrees. The scientists will be inside a giant inflatable habitat and in shipping containers they'll convert into living and workspace. Steve?
A different story in Philadelphia where wind chills are in the teens today as tens of thousands gather to celebrate the Super Bowl champion Eagles. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is on hand.
Believe it or not, people started lining up around midnight just to get a quick glimpse of the winning team as they get ready to make their way down this parade route. And we all know, as you can tell, that Phillies fans can get a little rowdy at times when it comes to sports victories. But police are hoping that is not the case today.
I've been an Eagles fan all my life since a kid, you know, and I've been waiting for this one for the longest, you know, and it's just a great feeling.
Public transportation is also a major concern. We should point that out because thousands of fans, remember, they were stranded back in 2008 during the Phillies World Series.
Well, this year's face of Gerber baby food products is one-year-old Lucas Warren. He's the first child with Down syndrome to be the company's symbol in its 91-year history, and it has parents of other children with special needs like Lauren Falcone thrilled.
You fight for inclusion every day. It just is like, you know what, we're in the trenches, but we're doing the work, and this is what's happening.
Lucas lives with his mom and dad in Dalton, Georgia. His photo was picked out of more than 140,000. Twitter says for the first time it turned a profit and returned to revenue growth in the fourth quarter of last year. A former White House employee has returned to her roots, reality TV.
Omarosa Manigault makes her debut on Big Brother Celebrity Edition and says her stint at the White House was a lot like reality TV.
The one thing that I learned from politics is you have to know how to watch your own back. And in some instances, you're going to watch your front, too.
The former Trump administration staffer and apprentice alum was introduced to 10 other competitors in a black evening gown. The winner gets $250,000 cash. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
John Perry Barlow has died. Let your life proceed. He wrote lyrics for the Grateful Dead, but had a bigger impact on the internet. He founded the Electronic Frontier Foundation back in 1990, pushing for free expression and privacy online. Barlow was 70 years old. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.